My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. I was at a gathering at a friend's house recently. One of the other people there was looking at a used riding mower for sale on Facebook Marketplace. They were asking $3,400, and she was pretty set on offering $3,000. Before giving it much thought, and without being asked, I said that if you have enough lawn to mow that you need a riding lawnmower, you've got too much lawn. This may be why I don't get invited to many parties. It turns out that the other people standing around agreed, but were just a whole lot smarter and better socialized than I to mention that. Let's break the mowing thing down a bit more. If you enjoy mowing and a riding mower makes you happy, great. If you enjoy mowing and have mobility issues, a riding mower makes sense too. But if you have enough lawn that a riding mower is the only way you can get it done, and it brings you no pleasure, think about dramatically reducing the area you mow. The easiest first step is just mow paths. Once every year or two, you can mow all of it just to keep it open grassland. If you're seeding a new lawn, consider white clover instead. It's beautiful, stays low, is vigorous, and a boon to pollinators. Lawn care consumes an inordinate amount of resources and time. Lawns hold no appeal to pollinators, since nothing flowers, and no appeal to nectar or seed-eating birds as well. Lawns are lovely, but in terms of wildlife, they're short on sustenance. So give your lawn some thought. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.